Rough cut capacity planning. Rough cut capacity planning, RCCP, is defined by the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the process of converting the master production schedule into requirements for key resources, often including labor, machinery, warehouse space, suppliers' capabilities, and, in some cases, money. Comparison with available or demonstrated capacity is usually done for each key resource. This comparison assists the master scheduler in establishing a feasible master production schedule. Rough cut capacity planning takes a more detailed, medium-term look at production priorities as they are described in the master production schedule, MPS, and determines whether capacity is available to carry out the scheduled activities. If it does not appear that production targets are realistic within specified tolerances as agreed to by the S and OP policy, the plan goes back to the master scheduler for revision. The master scheduler can alter either the schedule or the capacity. Similarly, if there is too much capacity in the system, adjustments may be needed. The back-and-forth nature of rough-cut capacity planning is often facilitated by supply chain managers who can represent various parties' interests. Typically, bottlenecks, gateway work centers, and critical suppliers are the only capacity checks that are done at this point. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a bottleneck as a facility, function, department, or resource whose capacity is less than the demand placed upon it. In other words, at this stage, RCCP reviews key resources and bottleneck areas. It is not a review of every component of operational capacity. RCCP examines critical resources in the plants on the premise that if any bottleneck points can generate sufficient capacity or key materials are sufficiently available, non-bottleneck capacities and materials are normally also sufficient. An example of a bottleneck work center could include a situation in which an operation's throughput, rate of production, is constrained by a particular component's fixed oven curing time. Speeding up production before or after this point would only increase work in process, WIP, inventory without increasing throughput. A steady supply of components should be ready to be cured, a buffer, but otherwise excess WIP inventory is unnecessary. These concepts are part of the theory of constraints discussed elsewhere. While resource planning could be used to indicate a need for new ovens, the RCCP process works within current capacity limitations. These limits may be flexible, however. For example, the master scheduler could add a second shift to keep the ovens running longer each day. In this way, the rough cut check is matched against bottleneck capacity and the load specified in the MPS. If there's a gap, the master scheduler must specify what is required to bridge it. Exhibit 4-17 shows the part RCCP plays in capacity planning. Exhibit 4-17, capacity planning at level of rough cut capacity planning. Similar to resource planning, RCCP has inputs for critical resources and standard resource capacities, bills of resources versus resource profiles. The difference is that for RCCP, these inputs specify individual items rather than product families. According to the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, a bill of resources, bill of capacity, is a listing of the required capacity and key resources needed to manufacture one unit of a selected item or family. Rough cut capacity planning uses these bills to calculate the approximate capacity requirements of the master production schedule. Resource planning may use a form of this bill, measuring capacity. Capacity at a work center is measured using the standards that were set for sites and work centers, equipment and workers, to produce a product. Capacity may be measured in a variety of ways besides items per unit of time, widgets per hour. For example, hospital capacity is rated by number of beds. Additionally, some organizations rate a work center's capacity only according to the standard hours of work time available. 100 workers at 40 hours per week is 4,000 hours of work time. Capacity is never measured as in monetary units, euros, dollars, yen. Goals of RCCP for master production schedule output. The output of the RCCP process is a workable master production schedule. An MPS is considered workable if the master scheduler has verified that. Bottleneck capacity per item per time period is sufficient. The plan makes the best use of resources. Customer delivery promises can be kept. The plan is still economical given all excess costs that will be incurred, such as overtime,